Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, we're here at the Cross and Kerrville show, and Max Grainer's with me. Max, why is an artist doing a show on the Holy Spirit?
Well, Roy, I'm doing a show because I learned in my life after I started doing Christian art that God would use art to win souls and visual art. And I did not know that, but I know that now. And after spending my life making Christian art, big sculptures and stuff, wherever I would go with these big sculptures, people would come up to me at gas stations and hamburger places and wherever I was. And they'd start asking me, who is that? What is it? And I would explain what Christ was doing, and I'd get to win them to Christ. So there were so many stories I knew when God said, do this garden. This is going to work, because it was working out on the highway. And then now it's working wonderfully up on a mountain in Kerrville.
And you're right. I never would have thought that you could just drive around with sculptors in a trailer, and it would have an impact on people. But when you had that experience yourself personally, then I understand now why when you put them all on the mountain in Kerrville, when people come up there, they have this unbelievable experiences.
Yeah, because
exactly. You saw it ahead of time before you even put them there.
Yeah,
right?
I saw what he could do with just a piece of metal, you know.
Well, listen, every week we have a miracle of the week. Max, if you wouldn't mind, share that miracle of the week.
Yeah, let me share another one. And again, there's so many that we could pick from a bunch. But on May 6th, 2016, two ladies from San Antonio, Irene and Sandy, and they were friends. They met me, and they came to the garden, and they just... them and the Lord, they read the plaques. They got covered in the Shekinah glory, gold dust that looks like glitter. They felt the presence and power of God that just changed their lives. And they decided that day that they wanted to come to Kerrville once a week. And so they actually had one of our tour guide chaplains pray with them that it would be possible for them to get Fridays off. And so somebody, Jim Musso, one of our tour guides, prayed for those two ladies. And immediately by Monday, this was on a Friday, by Monday, God had switched all the schedules, and now these prayer intercessors come every Friday to pray.
Really?
From San Antonio at Kerrville, and the presence of God is there, and they're telling everybody, but that's the kind of impact this can have. And, of course, for those of you who don't know what an intercessor is, that is somebody that is called by God to pray for specific things and specific people. And so they are very important in the kingdom work of God, because what God does, he has people pray it in and reveals it to his prophets. And so we've got two wild new ladies up there now, and they're just really terrific. And we got lots of people like them that have been touched by God and said, come to Kerrville and pray.
Well, we have our special guest back this week, our friend Chris Daniels. Talk a little bit about Chris and who he is.
Yeah, Chris has become a really good friend. He's an incredible guy, incredible young man, and he's young compared to me, I guess, and father and counselor for drug-addicted young people, works at La Hacienda. He has been the vice president of the Coming King Foundation and just is a great, inspiring person. And whenever Chris prays for people, you know, the Holy Spirit does things for Chris.
And, you know, I've seen him up there doing this, and you're right. You see the results, because I've seen him pray for people and things happen right then.
Yeah, and I don't look quite as weird when I'm with Chris.
Chris, I think that's a compliment.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is, and that works.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Daniel.
I don't feel so weird when I'm with Max.
Chris Daniel, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let you come back on that one, Chris.
Well, tell us, Chris. Tell us a little bit about your testimony and what you've seen at the cross. And just tell us some of your story, would you?
Sure. Well, first of all, the cross, again, the presence of the Holy Spirit is so strong up there. And it's just a great place just to go up there by yourself to recharge your spirit, your soul, and your body. And I do that frequently. But I also go up there at various times directed by the Holy Spirit. That happens a lot. I'll be down in town, and the Holy Spirit will speak to me about going up there. And one of the many times that I went up there, I'm reminded I am a licensed professional counselor in the chemical dependency treatment field. And one specific time, I remember this is a couple of years ago, I went up there late at night. And this is before we had specific hours for the cross. And I was up there, it was about 11:30, 11:45 at night, and I was headed home and felt led to go up there. And as I drove up there, get out of my car, there's two ladies inside, young ladies, inside the cross. And I was looking at them, kind of concerned, because it was late at night. Nobody else was there, and I just was making sure they were all right. So I slowly approached the vertical cross there, and they were inside of it. And they were on their knees. In fact, they weren't even on their knees. They were hunched down on the ground and obviously in deep prayer and intercession. And so I walked up maybe within 15, 20 yards of them, just kind of stopped. I didn't want to startle them. And then when it seemed like they had an understanding that I was there and one of them had glanced at me, I slowly approached them and engaged them. And as I was talking to them, it turned out that both of these ladies had just recently got out of one of the local treatment centers and had relapsed, had used, and had been thrown out of the sober living homes that they were in. And they were deeply remorseful about that, regretful about that, and didn't know what the next step was going to be for them. And so I joined in with them in terms of prayer, praying for God to make a way for them, and the Holy Spirit just to fill them up. And they talked about this warm presence filling them up, and they were already cheering up before I got there, but began to cry. And after I prayed for them, that was kind of it. I left them up there and I went home. And then it was probably about 2 or 3 months later, I saw one of them in one of the restaurants in town. She was actually my server, and she remembered me. I hadn't really remembered her until she spoke to me. And at that time, she had had 2 months sobriety, and she talked about that it started that night. And then it was probably about another month or so later, I was at one of the big hotels in Kerrville, and sure enough, there was the other girl that was there that night. And she talked about for herself that she, from that day, that night forward, she was now 3 months plus sober. And then I ended up seeing both of them together probably 6 months after that experience, and they were still sober. And both of them just talk about the power of God that came upon them that night.
Right. So that sped up the healing process. God, instead of dragging it out, he put them back on the track and got it done.
Right, right.
Well, Chris, you've been friends with Max and Sherry for a long time. You've even traveled together with them.
Well, if anybody wants an experience, they should travel with Max. There is nothing like a trip with Max. Max and I tore up the whole Midwest and western part of the United States in about a 10-day, two-week period in going to several different...
art shows.
Conferences. Events in which he was selling his art and letting people understand what he was doing.
And what he means by tearing up, we were tearing up the devil stuff. Wherever we went, we led people to Christ. We got them filled and powered with the Holy Spirit, and most of them got covered with the Shekinah glory. So that's what he means. We were tearing it up. We were messing up.
Yeah, it wasn't what the world was meaning. I mean, we got somebody. I remember we stopped off, and we were doing some. We stopped off at a laundromat, and at the laundromat, A young man got saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and as I remember, I think his mom didn't know what was going on, and she got caught up in it. And then we went to a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, and the guy behind the counter got saved and led to the Lord. And I mean, it was just on and on and on. It was like wherever we were, darkness was certainly getting lit up by the light of God, and it was. Max talks about having fun with God. A lot of people think all that kind of stuff is scary, but I'll tell you, when you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, it is just fun. And you're always on the edge. You never know what God's going to do.
Speaking of that, let's talk a little bit.
It's going to be good. You know that.
Speaking of that, let's talk about some of the miracles that you've witnessed at the Garden.
Yeah, tell them about the two gang members. I always thought that was pretty a fascinating story, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to work at another organization, and at that organization we worked with some rough youth coming out of CPS and juvenile detention. And it was common that we would have young kids, 13 to, say, 17, in some of the big national and regional gangs. And many times on the campus that we had, we struggled to keep our residents who were in different gangs away from each other in terms of preventing fights, et cetera. And so there was these two leaders within this place that I was working in terms of opposite gangs, and they were just always inciting each other and looking to get into a fight with each other and or some of the other members of the gang that were also at this place. So the idea occurred to me to take them to breakfast. And I told them, I'll take you both to breakfast, but I'm only going to take you both to breakfast at the same time. And the only way we're going to do this is you guys have got to behave. And if you don't behave, as soon as y'all do anything that is not appropriate, this outing is off, and we're coming back to the facility. So they both agreed to the terms, and we went out to breakfast. And as we went out to breakfast, they were willing to talk to me, but not to each other. So they would listen as each one was talking to me, and I would ask them different questions. And so after breakfast, I said, all right, I'm going to take you out to a special place. And I took them out to the cross. And I just turned them loose. I mean, I was there, but I said, y'all go look around. So one went left, and one went right. And that's kind of how we started. And then we all came together, and we gathered and went inside the cross, and we looked at some of the prayers that were in there. And they didn't ever really, I don't know if they prayed those prayers or not. They didn't pray them with me, but I was exposing them to those prayers. And, of course, I was always talking to them about how God could change their life. Well, about 15 minutes later, I was going back to kind of corral the guys. And the two guys were now talking to each other.
And which was a miracle.
And then, as we were coming off the mountain, I threw it out that, you know, you guys really might consider forgiving each other. And long story short, the Shekinah glory, I asked God to just reveal the reality of himself, that he would place the Shekinah glory on those guys. And one of them was African-American, one of them was Hispanic. And on the African-American guy, it was amazing. There was some of this Shekinah glory. It looks like gold dust. And it was about the size of rice kernels, had formed on his head. In fact, I found some scotch tape when we got back, and we took it off his head, and I put it on a piece of purple paper and gave it to him to keep for his life.
Wow. Now,
to
Chris,
remember that experience.
Yeah, Chris,
they came off that mountain. They went on that mountain, the enemies, and they came off that mountain holding each other and hugging each other. And we have a picture of that. It's a great, great picture. And it was just a great experience, a great outing of what, again, the power of God can do to change people and unite people.
Chris, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for all the stuff that you've done there with people on the cross. I know it's been an exhilarating experience for you, but you've just helped and benefited so many other people. And we thank God for your involvement with the cross in Kerrville. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And Chris, thanks for your testimony. Folks, that's the real deal. We're telling the truth. God can go up there and he can fix anything and change anybody. So get to Jesus and you can find him. One of the places he hangs out is up at the cross in Kerrville.
And if they're listening, they want more information on how to be involved with the cross in Kerrville, Max, how
just
do they do
go
that?
To the website's the easiest way, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org.
On behalf of everybody here at the Cross in Kerrville, have a good week. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Here are the quotes that we have for today. The first one comes from Connie Cranston in Aurora, North Carolina. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to Max. What an amazing place. Open up your heart and minds to let the Holy Spirit enter. It's my desire for everyone. I feel his touch. My heart and life have truly been changed. May your awesome work continue and more people find the empty cross. God be with you, Max. Pleasure to meet and have pictures taken with you. God bless. And the other one comes from Joanne Meeks in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Just as I prayed with you, Max, there the day the new coming king sculpture was put in position, may the blessings of Yahweh, Yeshua, and Ruach HaKodesh continue to shower down on this set-apart place where God smiles and releases his presence with signs and wonders. Thank you for preparing a place where God's glory reigns and where people are safe to step into an encounter with the living God. Bless you. From TripAdvisor, Marlene from Selma, Texas said, beautiful, inspiring place to calm the soul and rest in our busy world. Beautiful, reassuring that our Lord is still alive. A place for rest and reflection. I went up this time with a group of friends, but for Mother's Day, I told my older and teens that I wanted to go back for Mother's Day. There is a river close by, so we can visit the garden and then have a picnic by the river. By the way, we have picnic tables now, so you can actually have a picnic at the garden. My family and I truly enjoyed the serenity and beauty of this project that y'all worked on diligently. The native plants, paths, and prayer rocks are our pluses. My husband gave his life to the Lord today. I have rededicated my life. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. We are so glad we stopped here. It stirs the soul. I love the scripture in the sidewalk. Such a powerful display. God bless you and the amazing kingdom work you are doing. Carl Richter, tour guide, chaplain from San Antonio, Texas. Thank you. We are loving coming here to pray and do our devotions. Thank you. Timmy and Violet Matthias, Kerrville, Texas. And that's all for this time, and I'll have more for you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.